What's up, everybody? Thanks for clicking play again on another episode of the Let's Make Fun podcast. My name is Jeremy Sturdivant. Thank you so much for joining. Hopefully you went to n3entertainment.com and found this show and all the other shows here on the n3entertainment.com, the not normal network. We've got Beer for Breakfast, 4th and 20, and of course the Let's Make Fun podcast. So thank you for sticking around and listening as always. Today's episode is going to be about crazy sayings that people say. It's one of those things that I don't know where a lot of these phrases come from and who really gets credit for a lot of them. I almost feel like there are some that I'm sure I've started in my life throughout time. I don't know any of them, but I'd like to know who came up with some of these. I've tried looking them up, but it's really, I feel like it's almost impossible to just credit anybody for saying any of the phrases that we're going to talk about today. We do have some social media interaction that I'll get to. You guys had some great ones that I've never heard of that, you know, sometimes you can't hear them all. I've got some that I've heard and kind of mostly just, a lot of them aren't just ones that I've heard, but some of them are kind of just like stupid things that people say that they get away with. And I think there are some from you guys as well that are the same, where it's just like, how are you able to get away with this? If I said this, I'd get corrected all the time. And most of the time, they're from like I keep saying, I listen to a lot of sports radio or just talk radio, and they're allowed to say just some of the stupidest crap I've ever heard, and they're allowed to get away with it. And I'm sure I say a lot of stuff too that, you know, as a person that speaks and has this show, I should probably be a little bit smarter. But for the most part, I feel like I communicate pretty well. And I know I say a lot. There was that one episode where I said like 35 times in a 2-minute space that I found, but it was funny. At least I made it funny. Some of these people are just getting away with some crap that doesn't make any sense. How are you getting paid to do these things? So yeah, we'll have some of that. I also found some funny sayings from around the world. So they're like sayings that in other countries are totally just gibberish, but they mean something in the United States, in English. I mean, it's all English, but they make no sense. I'll give you a quick definition of what I mean, a quick sampling. Stop ironing my head is something they say in Armenia, and that actually means stop annoying me. So it's stuff like that. It's like people say weird stuff in other countries, and they mean stuff, they say them in different ways. But I wanted to get this one started with, so like I said, there's a lot of sports talk that I listen to, a lot of famous people that get paid a lot of money, and they just get away with stuff. One of the things that I can't stand is when people say, I could care less about something. And I know that's not, it's starting to turn into a saying. And that's why I wanted to talk about this week. It's because this one gets done so much, and it's like in movies and TV shows, and it's like they don't edit it out and tell the actor, like, hey, we weren't trying to go for irony in that scene. We want you to sound like you actually know what you're doing. So let's do it again. No, they let that one roll. It doesn't make any sense. And the one that I feel like I first started hearing it from was Mike Golick from what used to be Mike and Mike and is now Trey Wingo and Mike. I'm not really sure what their show is called. Trey and Mike, probably something genius like that, where it's like, let's just take the first names of each person in it and call it the blank and blank show. Well, genius. Here's a raise. You couldn't come up with something like, their previous show was called Mike and Mike, and it became super famous, like the most famous sports talk show on earth. And It's just two guys. I get it. But come up with a name for your show. That's what every show. And again, I listen to a lot of sports radio all day long. Almost every show that I listen to, other than one, there's one that's called the Smile High Morning Show here in Colorado. And I'm hoping to be able to get a show together with those guys because they're hilarious. And they came up with a name for their show. It's not too much to ask. But yeah, for the most part, almost every single sports talk show is like the blank, blank, and blank show starring blank, blank, and blank. I just, how are people getting paid for this? I don't know. I feel like this is stupid and doesn't make sense how things haven't changed. But so anyway, Mike Golic, he says that all the time. I could care less what the Patriots are going to do. I just know Tom Brady. And that's the other thing. He always sounds like he's eating something and about to eat the microphone. He's like, oh. That's probably really great to hear in your ears. But that's how he sounds. And I'm not just like doing that to be annoying or to complain. It's what he sounds like. And that's what he says all the time. I could care less. That's not what it is. It's I couldn't care less. Everyone, please, God. You couldn't care less about something. And I almost feel like now that people are actually doing it ironically, but you shouldn't, because people do it too much and it's starting to become this thing where no matter if you're doing it sarcastically or ironically or whatever, you still sound dumb. So just, it's not a funny joke. So just say what you mean and say, I couldn't care less that I don't know how to read. Or I couldn't care less that I didn't graduate the first grade. Something like that. I feel like that should, it shouldn't come to me telling you to do that. You should know how to speak English. So I'm sorry that you don't know how to speak English. So, but hopefully this helped. And we'll, like I said, we'll get to more of the some of the things that I've heard throughout my life, and mostly just recent stuff that I can think of. But for now, let's get to the stat corrections.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Sometimes you just need...
stat corrections.
So last week, I did find something that I did wrong, and I was kind of proud. Like, I want you to know that I go through the shows and I listen to see if there's anything I can fix for you so I don't sound like an idiot, like all of the people saying I could care less about stuff. But this week, I didn't find anything. I almost... Last week was the Let's Make Fun of Baseball episode, and last week I almost said bitches instead of pitches, but I went bit and then said pitches, and so that was kind of almost a mess up, but it was pretty funny because it was like obviously a big difference of what those two things are. And then I did almost, it was during Mike Harvey's comment about how you should, if a pitcher strikes out two batters in a row, that the next batter after those two batters should be able to punch the guy in the opposite arm. It was during that part. And I did almost sound, and I feel like I did think he meant during that entire time, if you punched him in the throwing arm. So that's kind of what I was going with. But he actually meant if you punch him in the non-throwing arm, that would be a good thing to change in baseball. Just kind of make it a little bit more fair. You know, if a pitcher is just on and wheeling and dealing and striking everybody out, it's not fair. So you should be able to do something. Again, and I'm sure you just listened to this episode because that was the last episode. But I did think that maybe it should wait. You should be able to wait until those two batters that just struck out got to the next at bat. And then they were able to punch the pitcher in the non-throwing arm while the pitcher was still able to throw with his regular arm, but just happened to have a dead arm while trying to do it. So, again, those were the only couple of things that were wrong last week after listening to it. I thought I was going to have a lot more because I kind of had a lot of stats and just kind of going off the top of my head with baseball stuff, like when, how long baseball's been around and all that fun stuff. But really, I'm just a genius and I know my stuff, man. No, not really. I have a very bad memory. I was very happy that I didn't screw anything up, but no, I was definitely just happy that I got everything right. But that's it. Nothing too bad from last week. Just the few things there. So we'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll get to the comments from social media and see what you guys had to say about some of the most annoying sayings that you've heard throughout your life when the Let's Make Fun podcast returns.
I tell the truth. I got my woke snap back and my woke backpack and my all black shade, just quit my job. I ain't never going back. Cause I don't kiss ass and I don't hold nuts. Hop in the rebel, I give no fucks. Back in the day, we was shooting as kids. Now we in the A, shooting with fits. Got jacked and I lost a little trap money. Shit left and I never get it back. Only relax cause I made 300 racks. Homie back on my path, but I only got these raps on me. I'm the man now, time to go harder. Never had a handout, flow just got harder. Cause I could have a co-sign for this is not a product, but I still gotta swim when they throw me in the water, yeah. So I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. And we came too far and I can't go back, so we can't slow down. I still grind like a bro, blowing OG smoke. I'm still blessed that I'm breathing last year. They were sleeping, now the whole room woke. Hey, now the whole room woke. Now the whole room woke. And I'm blessed to be breathing last year. They were sleeping, now the
I've really been struggling.
Struggling to find new podcasts to get you through your day?
I've been, like, going through that in my head all day during work.
Well, don't let it ruin your day, because there can definitely be worse things.
Like, if you rupture your spleen, you can survive, but if you destroy it, you're dead? How does that work?
Well, no, you can die real quick, and, I mean, I did flatline.
They talked to the wrong people on that one.
We're learning about human organs right here.
So, yeah, we do get a little sidetracked.
So he must just be good looking, because he has a horrible voice.
But at least we're honest about our feelings.
I was doing my journalistic diligence by trying to find pictures.
I would instantly report you to the authorities because you are some commie freaking spy.
Maybe too honest.
How in the hell did he become famous?
Yeah, hey, you know what? I can't say I'm mad at him.
What'd you expect? We are not normal.
I'm pretty sure he's tall. I'm tall. I'm not super famous and a millionaire for it.
Hey, this is Howie of Beer for Breakfast.
This is Jeremy with Let's Make Fun.
This is Casey.
This is Juicebox of 4th and 20.
This is Pete. I don't really have a show right now.
And we are...
Oh, wait. Shit.
And we are the Not Normal Network.
Woo!
Been a long time coming, and I come too far. Can't let down never, cause I keep getting better and I go too hard. And when I spit these bars, niggas feel my shit. All across the globe, spot a real one quick. Told them I was coming and I still ain't quit. Shouts out to the haters, always doubting my shit. What's good, how you feel now? Am I creeping Hollywood, blowing kill now? Little nigga from the field when he still down. Ain't done shit, but they hearing how I feel now. And I gotta keep it G.
That's Whole Room Woke by Johnny Denver. You know to go find him on SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, all those fun things. Just Google him. All of these songs will come up and you'll be able to listen and it'll be awesome. Thanks for sticking around. This is the Let's Make Fun podcast. My name is Jeremy Sturdivant, and today we're talking about sayings. Stupid sayings, funny sayings, all the good ones. So let's go ahead now and get to comments from social media. And now it's time for... Hey bro, do you do that Soshmead? Soshmead? Comments from social media. And today, first, we've got Dylan Condon. Dylan from 4th and 20. Don't forget to go check him out. He's on n3entertainment.com. After this show, go check it out. Click on it. Make sure you have all of our platforms downloaded as well. Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Spreaker. Really any of them. Or just go to n3entertainment.com and you can listen from there too. But Dylan says, grinds my gears. And I'm sure you already heard that part. That was the very first one from Family Guy. I don't know. I'm assuming that was probably a thing. I'm sure it was a saying before Family Guy, but that was like his little thing. It was at the beginning of this episode. You know what really grinds my gears? He goes ahead and says a bunch. But what's funny about that is that in last week's episode, the baseball episode, he was our guest, and I asked him what grinds his gears. So I wish I would have had this episode before that, because I probably pissed him off. And if not, I at least felt, I feel uncomfortable now. I wish I wouldn't have said, what grinds your gears, Dylan? What grinds your gears about baseball? But no, that's a good one. They do that one a lot. You hear that one a lot. So thank you, Dylan. Next, we've got Pete Capuletti. He is the hopefully soon-to-be host of the Pete Capuletti Show here on N3 Entertainment as well. He's got a few. He says, fake it till you make it. Makes me sick. So let's all be phonies till you don't know where the real you begins. That's very true. It's like all those people that just, you know, fake everything and do everything that somebody that can help you get to where you want in your career, like do everything that they would want instead of being yourself. It is a bad one. And it's a very famous saying, fake it till you make it. But yeah, I don't like that one either. He's got a couple more as well. He says, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas is a phrase I loathe. I agree. It's so dumb. Just like we talked about in the Bachelor Party episode, don't go to Vegas to like just be a stereotype that is like doing all this stuff that you shouldn't be telling anybody about. Oh, so crazy. We can't even talk about it because it was so crazy. And also, we can't because there's that sweet saying that's totally real. It's dumb. That saying is so dumb. So thank you for bringing that one up. It's so famous, and I forgot all about it. So thank you. He also says, should have called this post, shit hillbillies say. Which is true, because you'll hear quite a few that are just like, what in the hell are you talking about? But thank you, Pete. I appreciate it. So let's get to some more here. Kimberly Henry says, serious as a heart attack. That's a good one. Because, I mean, heart attacks, yeah, that's pretty serious. Ass backwards. That one doesn't make sense. Like, I know the ass is on the back of you. Most people. There are, I'm sure, a few unfortunate souls that have front asses. And that probably isn't fun. So when you're falling, you fall ass backwards. Or back asswards, right? Or bass ackwards. Yeah, that's the one. and then she also says knee high to a grasshopper. That one's a pretty hillbilly southerner one. And luckily, I mean, I've never been called that. I've been pretty tall. I think I was called knee high to a giraffe once. Probably more than once. Whoever said that the first time probably said it multiple times. But yeah, that's a weird one. So thanks, Kimberly. Next, we've got Lucy Patterson. She says, I just hate it when people say them wrong. And I'm assuming, and it sounds like she means any of them. So she says, it's all of a sudden, not all the sudden. Or the fact that cotton picking is considered racist. I said that forever, and it always got a good laugh. Or, hey, haven't heard that one in a while. Now you say it, you're a racist. Such strange goings on. That's true. I mean, I've never thought, you know, like when you're like, just wait one cotton picking moment. I've never thought that was racist, but you know, people have to complain about something now. So, you know, might as well make everything about race. That's just the way I take it. You know, I don't think that's racist. It's just a saying. You're not saying any sort of racist words or anything like that. So, yeah, that's dumb. But as far as the all of a sudden, I definitely used to say that. I said that all the time. And Kelsey, my wife, hated it. So I have since figured out my ways that, yeah, you're supposed to say all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, or all a sudden. I used to do that a lot. It was bad. I would text that. I didn't really realize it was so bad, but apparently it is. So thank you, Lucy. She does have a couple more here. She says, "You smell what I'm cooking?" There's one. I don't like smell references, I guess. And we let her know that that's just a rock. The Rock, you know, Dwayne Johnson, or Dwayne Johnson, if you will. It's The Rock. He says that. If you smell what The Rock is cooking. Yeah. So, there you go. That's The Rock. He says that, and then everybody in the gymnasium or wherever they might be goes insane. And yeah, now he's the most famous person on earth, and he's in every single movie, TV show, commercial, event on earth. So that's that one. Thank you, Lucy. Next, we've got Mark Rohr. He says, "People say as clean as a whistle. Now, really, how clean is a whistle? Who's been blowing through that whistle? What kind of bacteria is in that whistle?" That's very true. Why does that mean... Why would that be a thing? It's almost as stupid as people saying dogs have the cleanest mouths. But don't they eat crap? Like, it's probably mostly their own crap. I don't let them eat my crap. But either way, it's still poo. So it's just weird that either of these things are supposed to be like cleanliness things. They neither of those make any sense. So thank you, Mark. Next, we've got Scott Williams. It says, "Vegas will never be a hockey town. After what I saw over Christmas when I was there, I'd be surprised if anybody gave a damn about the Raiders over the Knights once the Raiders get there." I didn't know that was a saying. I mean, I'm sure people did say that, and they probably do still say that, because, I mean, it's Las Vegas. They've never had a professional sports team that matters. You know, they have, like, arena football and all that fun stuff, but as far as professional sports, the Vegas Golden Knights are the first ones, and they're very good. They just started in last year in 2018, made it to the Stanley Cup Finals, and now this year they're making it through again. They're possibly going to make it to the second round. It is crazy. People just don't know. People don't know things. That's why I don't like when, for the 9,000th time, Mel Kiper and stuff. They get famous for acting like they know more than you or me or anybody about where people are going to draft players and how good these players are going to be. Nobody knows. Ryan Leaf was supposed to be good, and he wasn't. And a lot of other players. It's not just one. It's a lot of players. So when people say, Vegas isn't a hockey town, it's dumb. And it's very possible that maybe it's not a hockey town, but that at least the team is doing good. And that's probably what you're saying. Like, people probably aren't going to care once the Raiders get there in a couple years, maybe next year, I think. But still, I mean, it sounds like they're pretty loud and they have pretty cool and raucous intermissions and all that fun stuff. So I think they're doing their best. So I didn't know that was a hockey that was a saying, but I guess maybe people will prove them wrong. Thanks, Scott. Next, we've got some more from Lucy Patterson. She just has one more, and it's one I had to look up because I promised her that I would. She says, "I thought of another one. What in the tarnation?" Or, "What in tarnation?" And she says, "What the hell is a tarnation?" I had no idea. I couldn't figure it out. Says damnation. Does that help you? That's pretty much the only thing I'm getting. Damnation, hell, used as a euphemism. Where in tarnation is that boy? So it's like, where in the hell? You know, something like that, I guess. I still don't really know. It doesn't tell me anything other than that. The origin of tarnation, it's from between 1775 and 1785. It's a blend of tarnal and a form of eternal and damnation. So kind of just a combination, it sounds like. So you're welcome. I found out. But still, yeah, it's a weird saying. That one doesn't make much sense. Next we've got Squilly Timmons, also known as Dylan. He says, irregardless. Yeah, that's more of a, I'll probably do a Let's Make Fun of the English Language episode. But it is, you know, it is something people say all the time and is stupid. Because guess what? Irregardless is just regardless. It even says here, some words in the English language are so overused that we don't notice that they are incorrect or don't even exist. A perfect example is irregardless. Many scholars maintain there is no such word as irregardless because regardless already means without regard. So, therefore, stop using the word or not word, irregardless. It's not a word. So stop. He also says, what can I do you for? There's another hillbilly one. I feel like only hillbillies that are very nice. I mean, they're trying to help. And I think that just means, what can I do for you? Just in a much harder and less sense-making way. Or roundabout. Kind of like what I just said. It's a roundabout way of saying roundabout. What can I do you for? It's a good one. My mom, she says, Billy, her boyfriend, and I were just talking about how stupid you can't have your cake and eat it too. Why the hell not? What am I supposed to do with it? And I know you're kidding, that you don't know, like, why can't you? And it's just a saying, but it is kind of a stupid one. It gets to the point, but when it comes to cake, you can't joke around about it. You have to have the cake also. It should just be, don't be greedy, you know. That's what it should be. Just don't be greedy. You don't have to say you can't have your cake and eat it too. It just is kind of a pretentious way of saying stuff. It's just don't be greedy. So thanks, Mom. And then last but not least, Eddie Piker says, what not, or maybe it's what not with a K-N-O-T. Yeah, I say that one a lot. Like, you know, we've got a bunch of stuff and whatnot. It's kind of a stupid one. You know, I'm not thrilled that I say it all the time. I really don't know what it means. But it's fun to say. It's a good, easy way of saying something. So I'm fine with. Yeah, so thank you, Eddie. That's it. That's all the social media comments. So thank you, everybody, for getting in your two cents, because yeah, there's a lot of stupid stuff out there that a lot of stupid people say, and it's not all stupid. They are just, you know, some of them are just things that I say, you say. They're just, you know, sometimes they don't make sense. But thanks again. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We'll get to some of the things that I also find stupid that nobody else has said yet. So we'll be right back on the Let's Make Fun podcast.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Jeremy from the Let's Make Fun podcast here on N3Entertainment.com. If you haven't listened to my show yet, what the hell is wrong with you? You get to listen to some of the best up-and-coming music, listen to my stupid and frustrating takes, and every once in a while, we even have a professional on to make us a little bit smarter about whatever in the hell we're talking about that day. It's the Let's Make Fun podcast here on the Not Normal Network. Check it out.
Hey, it's Howie from Beer for Breakfast, and I wanted to let you in on a little offer that Brent and the Denver Brews Crews have for you. Because right now, through April 30th, you can save 10% off your next adventure to go cruising for a bruising mile high style. During checkout in the How Did You Hear About Us section, just scroll down and enter Beer for Breakfast, and then enter code B4B N3100EP. That's B for B, as in Beer for Breakfast, N3, Not Normal Network, 100EP, as in the 100th episode we just celebrated. B4B N3100EP, and you'll save yourself 10% off your next adventure to go cruising for a bruising mile high style.
We are back. That is Half-Hearted with Terrified. Go find them on Apple Music, Spotify, or halfhearted.us. Or just go find them on YouTube. Again, Google them. They're not hard to find, folks. Just go find them. Find them on tour. Go check them out. Get some merch. Get some CDs. And enjoy some good music. My name's Jeremy Sertifant. This is the Let's Make Fun podcast. Thank you so much for sticking around yet again. When we went to break, we were talking about your social media comments about stupid sayings and all that fun stuff. So now I've got some that nobody really said anything about. Some of them, again, they're just kind of like yours. Some of them are sayings. Some of them are just things that annoy the crap out of me that people say all the time. So it could be in the English language episode that I'm hoping to do at some point. But otherwise, they're kind of just stupid ones. And I already said the one earlier about Mike Golick, and pretty much everybody on earth that says I could care less about something. Please, God, quit. I couldn't care less. The next one is when somebody says, you know, when you're given two options on something, if it's like, was it kind of scary or just long? And somebody's like, a little bit of both. It's just like, I've kind of stopped giving two options because I want to know. That's kind of just the lazy way of getting out of a question. I want to know what happened. And it's just weird that so many people do usually give two options when asking a question. You're like, was it good or bad? It's a little bit of both. How is that possible? Just tell me if it was good or bad. It was good, and these are the reasons why. It's just, I don't know. I like to have an actual answer. I feel like a little bit of both is just a lazy way out of an answer. Next is when somebody says Mr. Mom about somebody, it's like, isn't that just being a dad? What's up with like equalization and equality in the world? You have to, if a guy stays at home, he's Mr. Mom? No, he's just he's a dad who stays at home. It's another thing. It's not really a saying. It's kind of just a title, but it shouldn't be a title. So we should stop saying that. It's dad. It's not Mr. Mom. Here's one that I've only heard in sports. I've got a couple that I've only heard in sports. And the first one is when somebody says Father Time is undefeated. My God, that's the most overused phrase I've ever heard now. And it makes zero sense because when you're saying something about Father Time being undefeated, it means, you know, everybody gets old and your age will catch up to you, so you can't do it forever. Father Time is undefeated. However, it doesn't make sense because people like Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson and a number of other players who retired super early before they were too old and only retired because they had other reasons. They weren't retiring because they were old. It's not Father Time is undefeated. It's I'm too lazy to come up with a reason why this guy is retiring. It's a stupid saying, and I wish people would stop saying it. And they say it all of the time. And I really, again, I've only been hearing it for like the past few years. I don't know where all these sayings come from. It's like sportscasters have meetings and they're like, you need to start saying these more. Damn it. We're getting paid by the Father Time Company. And only when we say that saying do we get paid. And another one is in a vacuum. I didn't know what the hell that meant. Like, people will say, well, you can't think about it in a vacuum. I didn't know at all what that meant. I hope you are in the same boat as me. It was driving me insane because, I only started hearing it over the past maybe year or two. And I've been listening to radio and sports radio and talk radio forever. And I've never, and maybe I just started like paying more attention, but I've never heard these sayings before. And all of a sudden, again, it's like that meeting. Kirby's trying to pay us money and we're not saying in a vacuum enough. But apparently it means of an activity or a problem to be considered isolated from the context normal to it and in which it can be understood or assessed. So I take that as, you can't take this one issue and act like it doesn't happen elsewhere. That's the way I'm taking it. Like, you have to realize that this issue is everywhere. You can't isolate this issue and act like it's the only issue in the world. And maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm just an idiot and everybody knew what that meant. But I just, again, I'd never heard anybody say it. Not in real life, not on the radio. All of a sudden people are saying it constantly on the radio and I didn't get it. So there you go. Hopefully I helped you out because it was driving me insane. So I'm glad I did this episode so I could at least help myself out. Next, we've got another sports one. Saying things are subpar. Why is that a thing? It's like subpar means in golf, you're doing good. But in the world, it means something bad. And I looked that one up too. And what I found is that it's not just a golf term. So if you've been like me your entire life and you're like, why is that a saying? Why is that a bad thing when the only thing I know is that subpar means you're doing well in golf? Well, apparently par comes from Latin and means standard, ordinary, or equal, well-matched equivalent. The expression subpar therefore means below expected standards. In other words, it doesn't come from golf. The use of the term par in golf isn't attested until the late 19th century. So, there you go. Another one. Hopefully I helped you get a little bit smarter because I know I am a little bit smarter from that one. Still doesn't make sense. I feel like par in golf is a little bit more relevant now. So maybe we stop saying things are subpar. Although I don't know how many people actually say that anymore. Another one, it is what it is. God, I hate that term. It doesn't make any sense. I know it's what it is. What are you feeling? That's usually what the question is when you get that answer. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. But no, I'm not asking that. Tell me your actual feelings. And nobody ever does. They just say that instead. And people are like, yeah. Oh, man, so deep. He's so deep. He should be an author. And it drives me insane. So another one that it would be cool if people would stop saying that one. And that was all I had, but then I was listening to, again, sports radio today, and Scott Hastings is a local, he's the Denver Nuggets play-by, or the Denver Nuggets color announcer for the sports radio station, or the sports TV station, the Nuggets TV station. He's a former basketball player, and he says all sorts of weird sayings. And I wasn't going to say, I couldn't think of any. I really wanted to try to think of all the ones he always says, because he's from Arkansas. You know, he's a Southern boy. He knows his sayings. And he always says weird ones. And then today he said this. If you're going to fly with the owls at night, you've got to be able to get up with the eagles in the morning. And that's how, you know, he's about to say something really weird, because he'll say, what's the old saying? And he said that before this one. That's why I wanted to write it down. I was like, oh, thank God. Thank you, Scott. Oh, you're the best. And he said that. If you're going to fly with the owls at night, you've got to be able to get up with the eagles in the morning. And he was saying that means, like, if you're going to party at night, you know, if you really need to party and be with your friends that like to party at night, you've got to also be able to wake up and be responsible and do what needs to be done in the morning. You can't just sleep through everything and think everything's going to be okay. Which is, you know, it's a good thing to live by, but it's quite the weird saying. But I appreciated it, because, again, I was like, God, I wish I had some Scott Hastings sayings. Because he does. He says a new one almost every episode, every show. And I thank him very much for it. So, yeah, those are mine. Nothing too crazy. You know, we got through a lot of good ones on the Facebook comments and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, just hopefully you got a little bit out of that, but there was just some really stupid ones that I had to get out of there. So we'll take another break, one last break. We'll come back and we'll get to some of those crazy sayings that people in other countries think they're saying the right things, but unless you're saying it the way we say it, you're wrong. So we'll get to some of those and how stupid they sound when the Let's Make Fun podcast comes back. At the Not Normal Network, have class.
Oh my God, somebody just came to the door and told me they're opening a brewery across the street. Like, hell yeah.
Dignity. I mean, yeah, if you're gonna like smell like absolute crap, like you actually pooped on your pants and like put them on. And style.
It's a way to help them improve themselves if they want to, but it's not forcing them into giving up cocaine if they use it to relax after a long day.
No. Cocaine Sorry. Does not help you. Yeah, weed, does not help you relax.
Listen to Beer for Breakfast, Let's Make Fun, and 4th and 20. All shows you can only find here on the Not Normal Network. Charmed, I'm sure.
Hey, it's Howie from Beer for Breakfast, and I wanted to let you in on a little offer that Brent and the Denver Brews Crews have for you. Because right now, through April 30th, you can save 10% off your next adventure to go cruising for a bruising Mile High style. During checkout in the How Did You Hear About Us section, just scroll down and enter Beer for Breakfast, and then enter code B4B N3100EP. That's B for B, as in Beer for Breakfast, N3, not Normal Network, 100EP, as in the 100th episode we just celebrated. B for B, N3100EP, and you'll save yourself 10% off your next adventure to go cruising for a bruising Mile High style.
That's As Fire Falls. Song is called World in Gray. Go find them on Spotify, YouTube, Google Play Music, Deezer, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and asfirefalls.com. We should be getting some more music from them soon, too. They're working on some new CDs or some new songs for their new CD or album, if you will, since it's 2019. Nobody calls them CDs anymore because do they even make CDs? That's a joke question. Yes, they still make CDs. I buy them. I like CDs. I'm a fan. So can't wait to go find their new CD whenever it comes out. Unless they're just deciding to put everything on, like, Spotify or something like that. Then I can't wait to go listen to them on there. Download them. It's Let's Make Fun Podcast. My name's Jeremy Sturdivant. Thank you again for sticking around. We're going to get to a couple of crazy, weird things that, you know, people around the world, they don't know how to speak correctly, and it's not their fault. You know, I'm sure they've tried their best to come up with sayings that are just as good as all of our crazy ones. But, you know, these ones just aren't going to cut it. So I gave you the one earlier, you know, the Armenian one, stop ironing my head means stop annoying me. We've got a few more. There's something called Cheyenne. Is that a country? I'm going to assume it's a country and not just the city in Wyoming. Because most of these other ones are all, like, countries. Or maybe it's a language? Armenian, Cheyenne, Dutch. Yeah, I think maybe they're languages. That's my bad. I thought they were all countries. But so these are all different languages. In Cheyenne, they say, the turtle is shrouded. That means there's low visibility. See, there's all sorts of good ones here that you can find the ones you like the most and go see if your friends can figure out what you're trying to say. The turtle is shrouded today. There's low visibility. Say that one. My tapeworm can almost talk by itself. That means my stomach is growling. That one isn't, that's not a good saying. That one's too long. Oh man. Pizza smells really good. My tapeworm can almost talk by itself. That's a stupid one. In Dutch, I'm sweating carrots means I'm sweating like a pig. That one kind of makes sense because, yeah, like you roast pigs with like carrots and stuff inside of them. Maybe. Estonian, to make an elephant out of our gnat. To make an elephant out of a gnat. That one's pretty easy to figure out. It means to make a mountain out of a molehill. So that's another one. Yeah, we can like try. You could, you know, I'll give you a second and see if you can figure out what these mean. Finnish, to pace around hot porridge like a cat. What? That's not catchy at all. That means to beat around the bush. Yeah, that's another stupid saying. it doesn't seem to mean anything. Beating around the bush doesn't seem to really like let you know what that means. French, to have teeth that scratch the floor means to be extremely ambitious. Okay. To pedal in the sauerkraut means to go nowhere fast. The carrots are cooked. A lot of carrot references on these ones. The carrots are cooked means the situation can't be changed. German, we've got, you have tomatoes on your eyes. You're not seeing what everyone else is what that means. Break a neck and leg? Good Lord. That just means break a leg. This must be from the Nazi German era. So that's weird that they say break a neck and leg when that just means break a leg. To live like a maggot in bacon means to live a life of luxury. That one makes sense. Then we go to Hindi. To excrete embers, whatever the hell that means, to get very angry. I guess that makes some sense. Then Italian, we've got to have one's eyes lined with ham means you can't see the wood for the trees. I don't know what that one means. Let's see what that one means. Huh? Yeah. I've heard that one before, but I don't know what it means. So, yeah. So, I guess it just means you're involved in the details of something, and so they don't notice what's important about the whole thing. So, yeah, that's what that means. You don't see the forest for the trees is the way that I've actually heard that. So, yeah, that's another one. And so, yeah, that's the Italian way of saying that. Into the mouth of the wolf means break a leg also. Japanese now, we've got to have a wide face, to have lots of friends. So Jennifer Lawrence, myself, we've got a lot of friends, to have a wide face. Then we've got Korean, it's a carrot. Good Lord, what's with all the carrots? Korean, it's a carrot means of course. That doesn't make any sense. Okay. Mongolian, God bless you and may your mustache grow like a brushwood. That means bless you for when someone sneezes. What? Okay. Polish, not my circus, not my monkeys. That means not my problem. Okay. I've got some Polish friends I'm going to have to run that by. And this one, don't feed the donkey sponge cake means don't give fine treatment to those who don't deserve it. Yeah, Yakshamesh. Yeah, Chech. Those are the only two Polish words that I remember learning from my friend Andreas. Yeah, I'm going to run those by him, by both him and Jeremy, see what they say about these, because those don't make much sense. Russian, I'm not hanging noodles on your ears. Means I'm not pulling your leg. That's not a bad one. Spanish, to give someone a pumpkin means to reject somebody or stand them up. Swedish, there's no cow on the ice. Means don't worry or there's no reason to panic. There's no cow on the ice. And then lastly, we've got Ukrainian. Work is not a wolf. It doesn't run into the woods. Work is not a wolf. It doesn't run into the woods. Means I can get back to that later. Good God. Why would anybody say that? And then the very last one from the Ukraine. My cottage is at the edge. Means it's none of my business. Again, why would anybody say that? Come on now. People don't say those things instead of just easily saying what they meant. That makes zero sense to me. But hey, again, just like all of these other sayings, why do people say any of these sayings instead of just saying what they're trying to say? Like, you're knee-high to a grasshopper. Why would you say that? Just say, oh, you're young. Yeah, you were pretty young at the time. You were about this tall, and then point to your own knee. You know, it's just there are dumb things, and it's not just the United States. It's not just people that speak English. It's all sorts of different languages, and now you know a bunch of other sayings that you can quiz your friends on. You can have a drinking game. You could just have a party trick with all your friends. You're welcome, is what I'm trying to say. And also, thank you. Thank you for sticking around this whole time and being a part of the show. Thank you to everybody that put in any sort of comments. As always, don't forget, please go to the Let's Make Fun page on Facebook. There's also now a Let's Make Fun show page on Instagram that you can find and follow. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get any of the comments or the questions that I have that week, so you could get your input and we can, I'll read your name and we'll have a LARF. It'll be great. All that fun stuff. And as always, go to n3entertainment.com. Find all of the shows on n3entertainment.com. Go download Spreaker, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or just n3entertainment.com. You could listen there. And we'll just have a great time together. So, again, thank you all for listening. Thank you to everybody that tuned in and chimed in and gave your opinion. I really do appreciate it. Let me know if you find anything wrong with any episode, and I will put it in the stat corrections part, and I will be very happy. We want the stat corrections to be jamming. So thank you again, and whatever time of day it is, have a great rest of your day.